Now, I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Fintan Fagan, who's the CEO of St. Francis Hospice on Dublin's North Side. Hello, Fintan, and thank you for joining us on Lifeline near 90.3 FM.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Fintan. Okay, so can you tell me something about the Coffee Morning in aid of the Irish Hospice Foundation and when it's happening?
On the 14th of September, right across the country.
So it's just tomorrow, actually?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Thursday, there will be approximately 4,000 coffee mornings held across the country to try and raise 1.7 million for hospices. And all the money that's raised will stay locally. And for example, in St. Francis Hospice Ruhini, we are being supported by some 500 coffee mornings across Dublin's North Side.
Right.
And we'd hope to raise 300,000 through that for the services that we provide at St. Francis Hospice in Ruhini and Blanchardstown.
All right, okay. So how long has the Coffee Morning been in operation as a fundraiser?
So the Coffee Morning has been going for 25 years with the support of Bewley's. So it's Ireland's biggest coffee morning in support by Bewley's. And it helps us deliver the services into the community. And for example, in St. Francis Hospice, what we use the money for is we use it for our home care nurses. So of the 1,500 patients in the North Side, 1,200 of those patients are looked after in their home.
Right.
And they're done by specialist home care nurses. And we use the funding from Coffee Morning to fund those nursing posts.
Right. So this is really slightly preempted my next question, which is that are the funds raised locally, spent locally, or is everything put into a general pot and distributed around the country?
No, all the funds that are raised locally are actually spent locally and for services delivered to the people in North Dublin. And it is thanks to the people in North Dublin over many years since St. Francis Hospice Ruhini has been there since 1989 that we are able to deliver those services. So we have 19 beds in Ruhini, 24 beds in Blanchardstown. And as I said, we also look after patients in the community.
Right.
And some 1,200 patients per year.
Okay. So apart from the general public and Bewley's, is there any other sponsorship involved in this coffee morning?
Yeah. What we'd like to encourage people tomorrow is, if they haven't already hosted a coffee morning, is to attend a coffee morning.
Right.
And one of the groups that are very strong supporters of the hospice are Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Okay.
And locally here, Angela and the team in Lloyd's Pharmacy in Northside Shopping Centre are hosting a coffee morning. And I'd like to thank them for doing that.
Right, okay.
And if people wanted to participate and support the hospice, they could go to Lloyd's Pharmacy tomorrow and participate in the coffee morning. And I think they have a draw for a nice prize as well.
Yes, okay. Actually, Lloyd's has come up just recently again. They're also assisting with anti-smoking campaigns as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Exactly.
So, so how would someone go about hosting a coffee morning in aid of the Irish Hospice? And, you know, is it expensive to hold? How would they go about doing it?
Well, what would they do for the people in North Dublin? They would log on to St. Francis Hospice website. That's www.sfh.ie. And they'll click on Coffee Morning and all the details are there. If they register today, they can actually go to the hospice and pick up free coffee and free posters and a donation box. So there's no cost to the individual involved.
Right, okay.
And Bewley's have been incredibly generous over many years in terms of providing free coffee.
Okay, so when a person is hosting a coffee morning, how would they raise and collect donations at the coffee morning, and how much might a typical individual coffee morning expect to generate?
Well, I suppose in terms of it depends on the size of the coffee morning, but
sure.
If you're bringing a group of friends together, everybody would donate €2 for the coffee.
Right.
And if they wish to donate any more, then that's up to themselves. But essentially, a small coffee morning in a house, you know, could bring in €20 or something like that. And it is those individual donations for us that are really, really important, because the majority of the fundraising we do in a year, and we have to raise €4.5 million every year, comes from individual donations and comes from people working in the community or running the mini marathon or hosting a coffee morning. And it is vital to the services we provide that the small coffee mornings across North Dublin are held. And there's some in community centres as well. In the Darndale Bell Camp Centre, There is also a coffee morning, and in schools around North Dublin as well.
Right. And does an individual need any type of licence or a police permission to raise and to collect money or anything like that?
No, not at all. Not at all. In terms of the licence arrangements that we have for fundraising, would cover that.
Right,
you know, so,
okay.
And it's if you follow the instructions, there are instructions on the website, and if you want to pick up your pack from either Raheny or Blanchardstown today, all the instructions are in the pack.
Right, okay. So is there any other point relating to this event that we've kind of missed and that you would like to highlight yourself?
Yeah, I suppose in terms of, it's to thank the people who are hosting the coffee mornings. It's to realise that St Francis Hospice Raheny and St Francis Hospice Blanchardstown would not exist without the support of all of the people of North Dublin. And we have 240 staff that work in the hospices, but we also have 300 volunteers who do a range of work, from hairdressing to driving to helping with food with patients. And then we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers who fundraise for us on a regular basis. And I'd like to use the opportunity to thank them for their support.
Right.
And to say to them that we will need their continued support in the future for our nurses and doctors to deliver the high quality care to patients in a dignified manner.
Yes.
And ensuring that patients get the quality of care that they deserve. And that's our commitment to the people in North Dublin, and we will continue to do that with their support.
And that's absolutely amazing. But just one thing, is there no way that the HSE or various political organisations can be encouraged to contribute more or anything?
So what we have got, it takes 15 and a quarter million to run St Francis Hospice.
Wow. Okay.
And just per year, and just over 10 million of that comes from the HSE.
Right.
And in the last couple of years, the HSE did give us additional funding. They gave us additional funding for some home care nurses. So there's a combination of funding between HSE and fundraising that allows it.
But fundamentally, you have to fill the gaps yourself.
Fundamentally, we have to fill the gaps ourselves.
Right.
And it's very local. We deal with local HSE officials who live locally and who understand the hospice. And they work closely with us together to try and increase the
yes.
government funding, and also to balance it out with the fundraising.
Yes, okay. Well, I don't think anyone, I've had a person who died recently and she was so beautifully cared for in a hospice. I'm a little bit familiar with the type of work that you do, as I'm sure many of our listeners are, and that such an organisation exists is just such an important part of our community, you know.
We're always very conscious that it takes great courage for patients to cross the threshold of the hospice or to, you know, ask a palliative care nurse or a hospice nurse to come into their home. But the general experience has been very positive. It's life-affirming.
Yes.
It is about ensuring that you live to your fullest, and that you get every opportunity to live to the fullest, and with pain control and symptom management.
Yes.
And we also care for the family. So we very much see the family as a support for the patient. So we provide care and support for the family as well.
Right, okay. That's just absolutely amazing, Fintan. So just could you repeat your web address and contact details for our listeners, just for tomorrow's coffee morning? They
yeah.
actually don't have that much time. But I'm sure, by the way, can they do a coffee morning throughout the year? Does it have to be tomorrow?
Absolutely. That's a very good point, Michael. There will be coffee mornings continuing right throughout the month of October and November. Tomorrow is the sort of the start of it.
Right, okay.
And we obviously encourage as many people as possible tomorrow to create
yes.
that momentum to have a coffee morning tomorrow. But you can have a coffee morning right throughout the year. For example, in Raheny, Windsor Cars are having coffee morning every day this week.
Right.
So we'd absolutely encourage people to come together, have a coffee, have a chat, and donate to the hospice. The website is www.sfh.ie. That's S for Saint, F for Francis, H for Hospice.
Got it.
.ie. And then it's if you click on Coffee Morning, all the instructions are there.
Super. Well, I can't think of a more noble cause, and I must make a little effort myself to see what I can do to assist. So, Fintan, look, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM. So I wish you much success with your fundraising, and particularly the coffee morning tomorrow on Thursday, September the 14th. But equally, coffee mornings can be done throughout the year. So thank you very much, Fintan.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you for your support.
Bye-bye.